The World This Week, Business.
The problems mounted at Boeing as it more than doubled the cost it expects to incur from the grounding of the 737 MAX airliner to $18.6 billion. The aerospace company reported a net loss of $636 million for 2019, its first annual loss in 22 years. The amount of debt it holds is ratcheting up, and it is cutting production of the Dreamliner. To cap it all, Boeing took a $410 million charge in the fourth quarter because its Starliner unmanned spacecraft failed to dock with the International Space Station on its maiden voyage.
By contrast, Apple reported record quarterly sales and profit figures. Revenue was up by 9% in the last 3 months of 2019, compared with the same quarter a year earlier, to $91.8 billion. That generated a net profit of $22.2 billion. Sales of the iPhone rebounded after several quarters of moribund growth. Apple is expected to release its first 5G phones later this year. The company's share price jumped, pushing its market capitalization above $1.4 trillion.
Along with many other companies, Apple warned about the potential impact of the coronavirus on its business. It has mitigation plans to counter the loss of production from its suppliers in Wuhan, the center of the virus, but is uncertain about its supply from elsewhere in China. Foxconn, which assembles most of Apple's iPhones in China, saw its share price plunge.
Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, said that the spreading coronavirus would probably cause some disruption to the global economy, but that it was unclear how far that would extend. The Fed left its benchmark interest rate unchanged at a range of between 1.5% and 1.75%.
The Japanese government sent a strong signal that it remains committed to its program of quantitative easing and negative interest rates by nominating Adachi Seiji to the policy board of the Bank of Japan. Mr. Adachi is an ardent reflationist who wants to ease monetary policy even further in order to achieve the central bank's 2% inflation target. But as in other countries, the financial industry is becoming louder in pointing out the drawbacks to its business of long-term negative rates.
McDonald's said that like-for-like sales rose by 5.9% last year, the biggest such jump in a decade. The fast food chain has revamped its menu and outlets and has benefited from being included on a growing number of food delivery apps.